You know, the world right now is a really unsettled place. And for such a time as this, women play a most important role in history as peacemakers. The goal of Ladies of Liberty Sound Off is to affect the lives of women in an empowering way through discussion of important issues of the day. So, are you ready? The Ladies of Liberty are ready to sound off.
Okay, let's start with some good news today. There is a glimmer of hope. Arizona voting laws were upheld. These were rules that outlawed ballot harvesting. So this is a good thing, and we should be thankful for the Supreme Court making that good ruling. Also going on in the world of voting, New York mayoral race, I should say. That's a mouthful. They're counting the test votes, really? I mean, we can't even do a mayoral race in America now that will make sense. So I don't know. What do you think, Ladies of Liberty?
Well, I think that this is, I mean, the good news with the Supreme Court. I'm very pleased that they upheld Arizona. And, you know, one of the questions I always have in my mind that all of us should have in our mind is if states, and by the way, it is the state's rights to set the rules. If the states want to have voter ID and some reasonable methods to ensure that people are voting legally, ethically, by the rules, then that should be their right. But the Democrats are suing the states that are having these kinds of laws. So they're either suing the states or they're saying our people in our state can't travel to your state. And they have all these things that they're doing. Why wouldn't everybody in the country, Democrat, Republican, independent, want our votes to be legal and have us all be assured that only people that are supposed to be voting are voting and that they're only voting one time. And those that are not supposed to be voting or that are dead are not voting. Anybody can get behind that. And I don't understand why there is so much effort, for example, in Arizona to stop them from doing the audit on the election. And the same thing in Georgia. They just sent a whole delegation made up of Democratic senators and congresspeople to Georgia to argue about the fact that in Fulton County, they want to check, well, they found that there are, all of the ballots are not audited as they came in. They're supposed to be audited and they're supposed to be logged and they were not. So they want to stop the process of checking into this and they want to do something, whatever that something is, about Georgia making a little bit stricter voting laws. So, I mean, we're not fighting for the side of the American people here and for truth. We're fighting for politicians. And Ava, you mentioned one more thing, New York, and I'm going to let Mallory comment on that. But in New York, you know, where they are counting test votes, again, just like you said, why can we not get that right? I mean, this is a mayoral election. This is not that hard. How is it that you are so incompetent that you would count, what was it, 135,000 test votes? Mallory, maybe you know on that. I just don't understand how this could be so messed up.
Well, the thing that I keep trying to get across to my contemporaries and to my peers is that we are people who play by the rules, and we are people who believe in telling the objective truth. And we are people who believe that if you just put all your faith and weight behind all of that, that things will turn out all right. But the problem is that the people that we're fighting right now are cheating everywhere all the time about everything. They're lying constantly. And the problem is that the Marxists have taken over the Democrat Party. It's been completely taken over by Marxism. And Marxism is something that believes that the ends justify the means. And so, as Lenin said, we have the we have the right to lie because our goals justify our lying. I mean, this is you have to understand, if you're in a fight, you're in a boxing match and there are certain rules, and then the guy brings a chain that he's hitting the guy with into the mat boxing ring, and he's throwing mud, and he's bringing out a gun and shooting bullets. And, you know, they're just not abiding by any of the rules about anything, anytime. And the American people are having a very hard time grasping this. I don't know why they can't understand that certain people have thrown themselves over to being liars and to winning at all costs, no matter what. And when you're in a fight with people like that, you can't keep standing there going, well, I just don't understand why. How come you're, you know, stomping on my foot with a 10-pound brick when that's not part of the rules? You have to realize when you're fighting with somebody who is just plain rotten and fighting with lies and cheating every second, you simply can't keep standing there quoting the rules to them. It just isn't going to work. It's like when it comes to gun control, they all think that you would change the gun laws. Why would you have anything to do with gun laws when you know that the outlaws don't follow the law? So why would making different gun laws make any difference with the vicious, criminal, murderous people that you're up against? So it's the same thing with this. These people, we've got to get Marxism out of our world, out of our country here, because they have poisoned everything. In New York City, it's just dreadful. They've taken over everything. New York is just a Marxist cesspool now. And you can't even imagine what it's like to walk around this city. To think that anything legal or decent would be going on is completely crazy. It's worse than when Koch and Dinkins, the way that they left it when Giuliani took over. It's getting much, much worse now. People are just getting shot all over the place in New York City. My husband and I just never leave our apartment anymore. We've got to understand that we are up against pure evil. And you just can't keep quoting the Ten Commandments to Satan. How can you be quoting the Ten Commandments to Satan? It's completely nuts.
This is good that you're saying this, because you're almost channeling my very thoughts. The founding fathers did not play by the rules, okay? And they also left us lots of writings explaining their methods and their ways of planning. And we should really think back to the time, the dangerous time that they were forming this country. And I'm homeschooling a young girl right now, and we're watching some PBS, you know, history things, and her eyes are really being opened by this, about the founders and how they all interacted together and planned and made a strategy. And they were very quiet about their plans. They didn't announce what they were going to do. I think that conservatives in today's world need to take a page from the founding fathers' playbook and start realizing that we need to go underground, we need to plan, and we need to be ruthless, okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely ruthless in the methods and the means that we use. And we will not win unless we do that. And that's how much I'll contribute right there to that fact.
Well, I think that we do need to be ruthless. And I think that the Republicans often are very frustrating, and that they are not ruthless enough. They give in too much and they need to stand their ground, and we want them to stand their ground. And that's why we loved President Trump, because he did stand his ground and he didn't give in to all of the just the garbage that was thrown at him. He stood his ground, and that's what we want the Mitch McConnells of the world to do. So what was said by Nancy Pelosi after the Supreme Court's decision was that the Supreme Court had continued its unprecedented assault on voting rights. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that for those who believe in open and fair democracy and the principle of one person, one vote, today is one of the darkest days in all of the Supreme Court's history. I couldn't disagree more. And on top of that, President Biden came out and he really criticized the Supreme Court and said that it was also, you know, a terrible decision. I just think that that's horrible. The Democrats are now calling for packing the Supreme Court again. Why? Because they don't like the decision that was made. This opens the door, which is the good news, for other states that want to have more secure voting and more ways to know that their voting is done on the up and up, to do it because they have just been given permission by the Supreme Court. And I think that that's a great thing for America to say that we should not have these voting rules and to say that just it should be a free-for-all like it was in the presidential election. That can't happen in this country again. We have no faith that we had a free and fair election. And we won't ever have faith again until we have some sort of rules in place.
Exactly. And I think the Supreme Court made a great decision here.
Could somebody reiterate that decision? Could either one of you have it in front of you so that our listeners know exactly what the decision was?
They basically upheld the voting rules that Arizona made in their past election.
They upheld states' rights over voting, which is enormous. The Democrats have been trying to open the voting up to federal control. So we have won a huge thing today, you guys.
Very big.
It was, just real quick, the case centered on Arizona's voting rules that outlawed ballot harvesting and called for provisional ballots cast at the wrong precinct to be thrown out. Mm-hmm. Not to be transferred to the right precinct or anything else, but to be thrown out. Mm. And that is what they sued on. And that is what the Supreme Court said. No, Arizona can outlaw ballot harvesting and they can throw out provisional ballots cast at the wrong precinct. That is what we won today. And that was a big victory.
Mm-hmm. Great. Huge. Great.
And I don't know how this defunding the police is going, but this is just a little side thing here. San Francisco car break-ins are up over 750%. Can you imagine? I mean, I can't even imagine how many people are breaking into cars there. I mean, that's terrible.
God. I think that we are fighting the most ludicrous fights right now. I mean, we're fighting about the stupidest things, you know, whether people can defecate in the street or not. This is beyond any kind of rational behavior. I can't understand why these things are going so far in so many cities.
Because the left wants no law and order. They want chaos. They want chaos so that we will turn to the government and say, take care of us, please. We'll do anything. We'll give you our guns. We'll give you our votes. We'll do anything you want. We'll give you our money. Take care of us, please, Daddy.
Well, and, you know, this is all part of, you know, everybody, I think most people in America now have heard about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, although I'm sure there's vast numbers of people who haven't. But there's Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and then there's the Cloward and Piven technique. And I don't think most people are aware of that. These are two people who thought this thing up. I believe it was in the 40s or 50s or something. It was quite a long time ago when the Marxism was starting to infiltrate our entire country. And there's this system that these two people thought up. I think it was a man and a woman, and they call it the Cloward and Piven technique. And it's to overload the system. The way that you get to Marxism, the way that you get to a communist socialist culture is that you just take the free system that exists and you begin to overburden it on every level. You overburden the hospitals, you overburden the schools, you overburden the welfare system, you overburden every single aspect of the country, and eventually the society will collapse.
And how you do that?
They're doing.
Yeah, and how you do that is you flood the country with illegal aliens. Okay.
Yep.
And you also prevent law enforcement from doing their job.
Yeah.
There you have it.
There. Yeah.
Well, Ava, I want to mention to you, because you were talking about the crime stats, and just as an aside, in Portland, murder is up 800%.
Yes.
So, my God.
I mean, in New York, it's up, you know, it's up hugely everywhere. The things I'm seeing coming out of New York every single day mm-hmm. are horrific, that the people are just walking down the street and being attacked left and right, being shot, being groped, being attacked, being knocked over, being everything.
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine walking down the street in New York. I can't imagine it.
No, I can't either.
It is grim. It is, you cannot imagine until you're here. Because, I lived in the old New York, New York, New York. You know, mm-hmm. gorgeous people walking up and down Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue, the stores being full of people, the restaurants full of people, the theaters bustling with people. To get from the west side to the east side would take 45 minutes. It now takes about 9 minutes. But when you walk out into the streets, it is just hordes and hordes and hordes of people who are just desperate. I mean, it is desperation city. Everybody is incredibly badly dressed. Everybody looks like a bum. Everybody is, there's so much panhandling, people sleeping in the streets, mm-hmm. the homelessness, the craziness, people walking up and down the street, raving and screaming and yelling at nobody in particular. It's just, Thomas and I go out for an afternoon or something, and we come back absolutely demolished. We just can't even believe it. Everywhere we go, we're saying, look at that, look at that. Oh my God, look at that. Quick, we have to cross the street right now. Quick, quick, quick. Look, see what's coming. It'll be a whole gang of people coming towards you. I mean, it is so terrifying. I had a friend who used to be a left-wing person who was walking out on the street the other day, and there was a mob of Antifa people that all of a sudden he was being surrounded by them. Mm-hmm. And now this guy is gay. He's somebody who you would think would be in the counterculture and all that, but he's not. And he started yelling at these people, and there were about 100 Antifa people who attacked this one man alone, and he faced up to them. He was landing punches, and the whole time that they were attacking him physically and beating the hell out of him, he was recording it on his camera while he was fighting back. I mean, he's really a hero. He's really a hero.
I couldn't believe how brave he was.
That was in New York, yeah.
No, but
I couldn't believe how brave he was. He was so brave.
Was it in New York?
And he said it was in New York City.
I know. The other situation where they pulled the young married couple out of the car and shot them both. Was that
New York? Oh, right. Oh, that. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's horrific. And I just think about myself or yourself driving down the street in New York and being pulled out of our car and being shot in the head. I mean, I can't go there right now. And it's tragic because they've taken a beautiful city and they've let it just go in a handbasket. And thank God mm-hmm. you're getting a new mayor, but I don't know who you're getting because they can't get their votes straight in that city right now.
No, and they're super pleased because now they've thrown something else into chaos.
Yes.
You know, they're high-fiving each other behind closed doors. You know, I don't know what we can do about this because, you know, the problem is that nobody's going to jail anymore. Nobody goes to jail. It doesn't matter what the hell you've done.
Well, if you're a Trump supporter, you're going to jail. Dare run to you that.
Yeah, that's true. And now even Bill Cosby, did you see this? Where they overturned 60 people accused him of this.
Yes.
And they've been completely nullified now.
This was on a legal technicality, though. And as much as we hate it, it was set up by his previous attorneys. And mm-hmm. that's what happened. I mean, it is baloney. I absolutely agree with you. It's baloney. everything that's happening in our court system is baloney. And what's the answer to this, Mallory? You asked that rhetorical question a few minutes ago. The only answer is A, that we keep speaking up loudly, and B, that we know who and what we are voting for. And I just don't think people in America take the time to truly look at candidates and understand what they are voting for. And here's a great example. You have Gavin Newsom. His recall has been actually set for September 14th. So it's on the calendar that there is going to be a recall election on Gavin Newsom, who should be recalled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. Yeah,
well, I can't imagine that he won't be. I can't imagine he won't be recalled, but he may find some
California's
slimy way.
All Democrats, so they probably won't recall him. But
isn't he Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law?
Yes. No.
Yes, he is. No, he's her nephew.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his family was very radical as well. Very, very radical. And so was for the same. You know, while we're talking about it, so was Kamala Harris's. But anyway, one of the candidates in California, his proposal is to mandate that the state build housing for all homeless people, build them all homes.
I saw that.
Are you kidding me? I mean, are people honestly going to look at these candidates and know who they're voting for? Because I'll tell you what, if you were going to vote for a candidate in California, I would choose one of the two Republicans, the one from San Diego I really like, and I don't remember his name offhand. I don't live in California. But if you want to look at a platform that will actually help that state, then that's what you would have to do. You're not going to go for Caitlyn Jenner, who has no idea how to run anything. You've got to go with somebody that has experience, knows how to manage money, knows how to handle the finances, and you know, has some sort of family and conservative values. But I promise you that California will stick with a Democrat through hell or high water to their own demise. And that is what is happening all over the country, is that people are foolish in voting with, I don't know, they're just like they did voting against Trump instead of for Biden. You know, just because you hear this on the media or you hate this or hate that, you know, you didn't think about what was good for America, just like they're not going to think about it in California. Just like if you elected Bill de Blasio in New York, what were people thinking, you know? So,
yeah,
I mean, it's rampant all over the country. Look at Portland again, where they keep these guys, the guy that was in office when all of this stuff went down in Portland is still the guy that they reelected. I mean, what are you thinking?
So, well, you know, that
we get our what country, we deserve.
Our country has turned into a giant high school, okay?
Yeah.
And you have these groups of people. You have the mean girls, and you have, you know, those are the feminists, and you have all these, you know, juvenile delinquents that are, you know, getting a free pass. And I mean, that's what we are right now in this society. It's like, if you don't go along with the Democrat program, then they call you a racist. They call you a white supremacist. They call you all manner of things. Okay. What we have to do as conservatives is say, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can't hurt me. And we really, really have to understand the meaning of that, because what they do is they try to harass you on social media. They try to do all kinds of things online to get you taken down. And we have to just stay with the message. Got to stay with
it. What we have right now is what they have been working for since the Russian Revolution in 1917. Russia, from the minute that the Russian Revolution happened, they've been trying to infiltrate our country. Their dream has been to Marxify America. And they, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they really did it up brown, and they just did it, you know, to a toast. And what they've done deliberately was the teachers unions, And this is what's so ghastly, is the teachers' unions have conspired to dumb down America. Can you imagine this? That the Union of Teachers is a group of people whose main device for handling education in America was to dumb down our kids so that they're not getting reading, writing, arithmetic. They're not getting any of the things that you're supposed to get in school now. All they're getting is Marxist indoctrination and fighting over transsexuals and fighting over bathrooms and, you know, fighting over whether girls' teams should be strictly girls and whether boys should be allowed to enter the girls' teams. All of the things that are going on right now are a cynical and deliberate move because, you know, the basis of our country is a well-informed electorate. That's the whole point. The founders talked about it constantly. We had to have a good educational system. We had to have great civics courses. We had to teach American history down to a T. We had to let everybody know what had been endured through all of our years of struggle here and in settling this country and making it a brand new experiment in freedom and a melting pot, that wonderful thing, the melting pot. And what the thing that they've lost now is the melting part. They're all coming in here and having continuing all their old the customs and the bonding that they have, the cronyism and the tribalism of people just hanging with their own kind and not melting. So that the thing is,
well,
that
it's illegal. It's illegal now to have the Pledge of Allegiance, a Pledge of Allegiance recited in a classroom.
Yeah,
I mean, why is that alone?
That's just ghastly. You know, that was so important for the children. I remember doing that every morning in school, and it meant a lot, you know. And we did the morning prayer. But Madeline Murray O'Hare took prayer out of the schools. My sister Kate Millett took mom out of the family. And then they just proceeded to, through the educational system, to just make sure that everybody is just stupefied. Nobody in our country seems to know anything about how our government runs. They actually are stupid enough to entertain the idea of getting rid of the Electoral College, because it's like, well, what is the Electoral College? I mean, what is this thing anyway? What, you know, it's a very rational, important thing going on here. We need the Electoral College. If we don't have the Electoral College, New York City and Los Angeles and San Francisco will completely dictate to the country. They will run everything. And that's not fair. The people
in Idaho, they want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the people in Idaho, the people in Wyoming and Iowa and Tennessee and all these places have just as much a right to have their voice heard as the people in New York and California. And that's what the Electoral College sets straight. It makes it so that everybody's vote really does count. And everybody is equally powerful within the structure of our electorate and our government. And we do not have a well-informed electorate. We have a dumbed-down electorate. So,
well,
we
have no fourth estate anymore. The news media used to hold everybody accountable. Okay, back in the day, you know, Walter Cronkite and those guys, they would tell you the news, and you know that was the news for the day. And they didn't sugarcoat it. They didn't try to cover up things. They just reported what happened. We don't have that anymore now.
But look what they're doing now, though. They're sicking the NSA on somebody like Tucker Carlson and trying to monitor everything he says and does in his emails and his phone conversations. I mean, this is crazy that we are going the way of communist China or Russia.
Trump supporters are now domestic terrorists.
That's absolutely true. So we've got to know who we're voting for and stop being so blind as to vote down party lines. But even more importantly, we need to do exactly what Ava always says, is that all elections are local. That's the important
right.
election. Is all of your local, your school boards are critically important. Your mayor in your small towns, the police chiefs, all these people are critically important, because from them comes your quality of life. And those are the people that will move up the chain and go to more to state offices and than to federal offices. So we have got to, each and every one of us, be accountable in our small towns for knowing who we're voting for. And, you know, then we're going to get the results that we want. And it's going to take a lot of years.
Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is the McCullough Report. Are you looking for better sleep, focus, and energy? Check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Most vitamins haven't been upgraded since the 1930s. Healthy Cell uses an innovative technology, which is a gel pack that provides a better absorbed vitamins and nutrients where they're needed the most. I just took a Healthy Cell today before I went out and exercised, and I can tell you I am working hard for America Out Loud Radio as we speak. And tonight, I am looking for good REM sleep. And I can tell you, I am tired and I want to fall asleep, stay asleep, and sleep deeply and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell. I'm going to use the Healthy Cell REM sleep supplement. This is the only sleep supplement designed to support all four stages of sleep. So go to HealthyCell.com and use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, and get a 20% off for your first order of any product. I use Healthy Cell, and I'm really glad that I've been introduced to it. So I recommend it for you. Again, go to HealthyCell.com and use the OUTLOUD code, promotional code, for a 20% off your first order. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is the McCullough Report.
AmericaOutloud.com is the alternative from the agenda-driven globalist. Here, we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. On-demand podcast or real-time talk radio with our streaming apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health four times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Listen to the Ladies of Liberty sound off on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
Welcome back to Ladies of Liberty Sound Off, and I'm sounding off today with two of my very favorite hosts. We have author Ava Armstrong. Ava is a prolific author. You can find her books on Amazon and wherever good books are sold. And we have Mallory Millett, and Mallory is on the board of directors of the David Horowitz Foundation, has been for many years. And I'm Linda Martinelli, business owner and entrepreneur, and the host of Talking While Married right here on America Out Loud every weeknight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So there was another Supreme Court decision that very recently happened that I think was also a win for the conservative side. And this one started way back when Kamala Harris was the AG in California. And California had a law that required nonprofits to disclose their top donor information with the state. And they also had a rule that people had to, they had to ask the charities to submit their IRS 990 Schedule B forms to the state for critical law enforcement purposes. And of course, the state said, well, we will never make the forms public. So there's no worry about, you know, that we're violating anything here. Well, the court disagreed. And something that started back in Kamala Harris's time, which, by the way, she enforced and was a proponent of, was struck down by the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, oh, no, you are infringing on these people's First Amendment rights. It went so far as that California wanted to have to be able to publish the list of donors so that if you donated, if you're in California, you say you donated to a Republican candidate, they want to publish that so you can be shamed and you can be canceled. And apparently the Supreme Court said, no, you can no longer do that. So that was a very good decision. That should never have been a rule in the first place in California. I mean, that's just common sense, but apparently a lot of people don't have common sense these days. So how they get this stuff through, I mean, I don't want to donate to someplace and have my own things that I donate to and have my name blasted out all over the place with, well, Linda Martinelli donates to this place and that place. That's just wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I think that should be kept private.
Well, you know, voting is this, the whole basis of our voting system is the secret ballot. That's a term. See, if people were going to school and getting the proper courses, if they were studying civics, one of the things that the children would be being taught about is the secret ballot, that no one has any right to know for whom you vote. No one has the right to know whatsoever you vote for. Nothing. It's a secret ballot. You go in, you're alone in there, and you do what you will so that when you come out, you cannot be shamed and you cannot be embarrassed and you cannot be publicly humiliated over your positions. And these people are just, you see, they know that nobody's learned civics anymore. So they know right. They can just come out and get away with doing absolutely anything. And the public is not going to stand up and say, wait a second, you're going over the line, because the public doesn't know where the lines are anymore. It's
when you don't know what your rights are, it's very easy to take them away.
Right. You keep tweeting that, Ava. You and keep on tweeting that, because that's one of the most important repetitious tweets that's being done on Twitter is you saying that over and over and over again. Every time I see that, I'm cheering you, you know, because mm-hmm. these things. I wonder, have you guys watched much of Bravo TV, the Bravo station?
No, I have not.
Well, I'll tell you something. I encourage everybody to take a good look at Bravo, because from beginning to end, from sunrise to sunset and all night long, these people are doing communist propaganda, completely and totally indoctrinating our entire, you know, it's wall-to-wall-to-wall shows that are demeaning women, that are encouraging foolishness to such a degree that it's simply indescribable. You have to watch it. Everybody's promiscuous. Everybody is the acceptance of this sort of globalist, Marxist, crazy, you know, marriage is not sacred anymore. Nothing is sacred anymore. Everything is sex. The women are as foul as men have ever been, much more. I mean, the women have just become horrifying. They're just horrifying. I cannot believe the way they talk to each other. And this is all going on, indoctrinating us.
Mallory?
Yeah.
You've given me every reason why I will not watch Bravo. Thank you.
But you need to see what these people are doing.
I don't want to see.
Because the youngsters are watching this. They're taking all their cues.
Well, then their parents are foolish. Their parents are foolish. That's what I would say. Hey, I want to switch it up for just a second, ladies, because, you know, there's more and more news coming out on COVID of late, and there's so many directions that we could talk about with this, but I want to focus on one in particular. And before I do, I just want to say, I'm horrified that the President of the United States will not hold China accountable for COVID being released into the world. Yet, if anybody has seen Dr. Li Mengyan, who it was a virologist and a medical doctor in China working when this virus came out, she is a whistleblower. And she is now in the United States because they have tried to make her disappear for exposing the origins of COVID-19. And her information is, I'm just going to put it in a nutshell in my own words, ladies, because it's, you know, I'm not a doctor and it's complicated. But in a nutshell, what she says is that this virus was being worked on, that they figured out after the SARS virus that they could actually make this virus stronger. And it was being worked on by the Chinese military at Wuhan. And they called it Wuhan pneumonia at the time. And she was told, and people were told in China, that they were not to touch the red line or face consequences from the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and that they could not say anything about this virus. So what they did is they wanted to release this. It's a bioweapon. They wanted to release it, but they needed to test it. So they tested it on the citizens of Wuhan, and they were going to test it on a small group of citizens, but it got out, it spread, and that was not exactly what they were expecting. So when it spread, they locked down Wuhan, which we all remember, and they allowed no flights in to Wuhan, and no flights out of Wuhan into anywhere in China. However, flights were allowed all over the world. And she says that this was purposefully done to infect the world, which of course they did. And she said that the lockdowns that they had in China were literally locking people into their, she called them rooms. I don't know how they live. Maybe they just have rooms. I don't know. But into their residences, and literally locked them in so that they could not get out. She said people died, people starved. If you had no food, you could not come out. So our lockdowns here were nothing like the lockdowns in China. But she is adamant that this had nothing to do with the seafood market, other than that the very first people who got the virus were only, the only people in Wuhan that were allowed to actually talk about getting it were people that went to that seafood market, so that it could be made to seem as though it came from the seafood market, which it did not. So this poor lady is being looked for by the Chinese to make her disappear. And in fact, her husband in China, who did not want her to come to the United States and did not want her to be a whistleblower, attempted to murder her several times. And she did escape and she did come here. And now her husband has arrived in the United States on a 2-year visa and is looking for her. And she says it's to make her disappear. So with all of this information that is put out on the news, that she appears on the news from a secret place, and she talks about her credentials and what actually happened, the fact that the Biden administration does not want to look into this any further, and Fauci is lying about everything, is very, very frustrating to me. And I want to get your ladies take, you ladies, to opine on this, because this is a bombshell and it should be all over every news station, and it's not.
Yeah, Fauci is denying this. You know, I'll tell you something. I just published this article called "Absence of Truth Guarantees Failure," and in my article, I talk about this book by the Chinese colonels Kuai Liang and Wang Zhangxu, a book called "Unrestricted Warfare: China's Master Plan to Destroy America." This is the title of the book. Unrestricted Warfare, China's Master Plan to Destroy America. And it was published in 1999. Now, think of how many years ago that is. You know, that's over 30 years ago. They published this book. And in it, they say, how can we dominate the world quickly? Create a virus and its antidote. Spread the virus while efficiently building hospitals in a few days. We prepared the projects by pre-ordering equipment, hiring labor, water, and sewage network. Prefabricated building materials stocked in impressive volume. Cause world chaos, starting with Europe. The colonels continue. Quickly control the epidemic in China while overwhelming economies of other countries. Stop production lines in factories. Cause stock markets to fall while buying companies at bargain prices. Destroy other markets and be ready to capture them in every way. After all, you are already prepared with an antidote. Now, then I note in my article, Chinese Wuhan virus traveled the world from Wuhan, but barely singed Beijing or Shanghai. The Chinese stock market didn't crash. American and European markets did. And then the colonels go on. Lower the price of commodities, including oil prices, which you buy on a large scale. Get back to producing quickly while the world is at a standstill. Buy what you negotiated cheaply in the crisis and sell expensively what is lacking in countries with paralyzed industries. Now, this China bought all those leather factories in northern Italy with multitudes of Chinese workers who then went back to China in January 2020 for Chinese New Year and then returned back to Italy loaded with the Chinese coronavirus. And then the disease spread throughout Europe from there. So this is what these Chinese colonels in 1999 published in their book, and they wrote several books. So they have laid it all out over 30 years ago, what they planned to do. And now they've done it. And Mallory, everybody is standing around going, oh, do you think? Oh, maybe they didn't really mean it. I mean, I don't know what you have to do to prove things to people.
I read this book well before we ever had a pandemic. And expected them to do something just like this. So when this happened, to me, it was a no-brainer of why it happened. Why it wasn't that way to our government, I don't know. But, you know, this is what we get when people are ill-informed, and then you have a Fauci up there kind of lying to everybody and actually funding that lab and kind of got caught with his pants down there, but still won't admit it. So, yeah, this is their plan. And by the way, in the year 2020, our economy, our gross national product went down by 2.5%. China's went up by 3.5%. Do you know where it is today? From the beginning of 2021 to now, they're up 18.5%.
18. Yes, you know I was going to say.
That is? That's huge.
18%. Wow. And that's exactly what they wanted.
Exactly. They did everything that you said in that article. They did all of that. They sold PPE to the world. They sold fake PPE to the world.
They have
made a fortune. And, you know, why did they release it right then? Because Trump was on their case. He had their number. He understood what they were doing and who they were. And this was their answer to it. Anybody who doesn't see that, who wants to say that we're conspiracy theories or whatever, you know, you are drinking the Kool-Aid and need to really understand what is happening and that the world is not flowers and sunshine every day, that there are bad people in this world with bad intentions towards America.
Yes.
The last thing that we need in America is our own federal government being part of that.
Exactly. Well, you know, during World War II, there were a lot of Nazis in America. You know, they infiltrated our country tremendously. They had a big, huge rally in Madison Square Garden where they packed Madison Square Garden, and all the walls were covered with the Nazi signet, you know, the swastika. But, you know, on August 23rd, 2019, now think of when that was, August 23rd, 2019, President Trump, with his typical prescient insight, shocked Wall Street by ordering U.S. firms to immediately move production out of China and build more in America. That was on August 23rd, 2019. He ordered U.S. firms to move production out of China. He cited the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act to deal with an extraordinary threat to national security, foreign policy, or economy of the U.S. The president noted, quote, "We don't need China and frankly would be far better off without them," unquote. And economic advisor Larry Kudlow added, "American companies should heed the president's call to leave China immediately." And this was in August of 2019. So you see, if people were paying more attention to Trump and more attention to the people who are really working very hard on our behalf, we might have, you know, had a different outcome here. But this business of constantly ridiculing this man and constantly trashing him and saying everything that he says is foolish and crazy, that has cost us 600,000 American lives. I mean, they don't need to drop bombs on us. They killed 600,000 American citizens are dead today because the Chinese wanted them dead. And there are 3.5 million people all around the world who are dead now because the Chinese wanted them dead. And remember, everybody, that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci are involved in owning the patents for all of these vaccines. And they also, Bill Gates' entire work, his foundation, is about the depopulation of the planet. Now, this man is working, this man is working day and night, heart and soul, for the depopulation of the planet. And you think he wasn't behind all this, that this isn't part of his thinking? These people are, we absolutely, Bill Gates really needs to be imprisoned. This man needs to go to jail. He has been, he is an enemy of our country. And so is George Soros. There are certain people who have to be stopped. It's like letting Hitler and Mussolini run rampant and Stalin, just letting them run rampant all over the planet. That's what's going on right now. We have to take a position and we must stand up for the truth.
Yeah, so true. You're right. Well said.
You know, they say that Dante says that the lowest ring in hell is reserved for those who will not take a stand. The lowest ring in hell are those people who simply would not take a stand. Everybody's trying to stay safe and sit on the fence. They don't want to offend this one. They don't want to offend. We've got to be ready to bloody offend a lot of people.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. I just can't applaud you enough, Mallory, because that's exactly how I feel.
I know. When I see you on Twitter, everything you say is just, I don't know if you notice, but I retweet and like almost every single thing you tweet.
Yes, thank you.
It's just like there's this other me out there, you know, because we think so much alike, Ava.
Yeah, it's a sisterhood. It is. It's a sisterhood.
It really is.
Yeah.
I just think that our president, our vice president, our Congress, our senators, they need to get to the bottom of what happened and they need to say it out loud. And I just don't see that happening under this administration because of their own ties to China. I think that China probably has things being held over the heads of people in our federal government. And that kind of goes back to what we're talking about, that you have to start with your local areas and make sure that you vote in good people that are going to teach our kids in school the right thing. You know, speaking of schools and the school boards and, you know, the teachers unions, which I just wish all teachers unions would be disbanded because I think that they have totally lost sight of what they were supposed to be doing for education for our children. But
Thomas Sowell says, that all education departments in all of colleges and universities need to be disbanded.
Oh, I agree.
And that the whole thing with the educational system and the teachers unions, there should be no teachers unions. Thomas Sowell is adamant, and he's been this way for 40 years about this stuff. I mean,
yes.
This man is the wisest
man. But they don't let their teachers do the job that they would do. And a lot of the teachers are disagreeing. But what I'm seeing right now, which I love, is I'm seeing parents finally speak up, finally go to these meetings and speak up. I'm horrified at the response from these boards that are in the different school districts who are fighting back against the parents. Excuse me, it's our taxpayer money. It's our children. You don't fight back against us. You work for us. But that's not the attitude that they have anymore. And it's like, by golly, I'm going to teach your kid whatever I want. And parents really have kind of gotten that picture lately. And they're seeing, especially, you know, critical race kind of put them over the edge, which I'm happy that it did. It should put them over the edge. They should never be taught that they're bad children because of the color of their skin. I mean, even Martin Luther King said people should be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. If that was so important for Martin Luther King, a man that has been idolized among people of color, why are we ignoring it now? Because just because I'm white doesn't mean that I'm bad either. You know, so parents are speaking up. People are speaking up. Look at the recall again in California. People are getting sick and tired of this. And I think we're going to have a swing. Ava, you and I were talking about this, you know, that there are some silver linings all of a sudden happening. And even though we have too long to go with this Biden administration, we have an election coming up in a year and a half that, you know, can make a big difference to this country.
That midterm election is critical. It is absolutely critical that we regain a balance of power and in our government. And the other thing, as I listened to you both talk, the founders left us with some very wise words that tyranny would not come from the outside. Right. Tyranny would come from the inside. And tyranny is government, okay?
Yep.
And we have grown our government to behemoth proportions. I mean, it's just incredible. We have government now doing things that shouldn't even be involved in. And one of those things is education, in my opinion. I think that's up to the parents and the family of that child as to what that child will be educated for. You know, I don't think the government should have any hand at all in that. The government should only be controlling the military. And even that, I mean, I look at the NSA and how that's being abused right now and how Trump supporters are being arrested and held in jail and you know, no way to get them out of jail. And many of these people are good, upstanding citizens, and they're being bankrupted with legal fees. And this is the government. This is tyranny. This is what the founders warned us about.
The government is only there to run the military and to protect our borders and to protect us. You know, that's the only purpose of the government are those things.
And they're not doing it.
No, they're not. That's the one thing they're not doing.
Well, ladies, that's a wrap. One more step for womankind.